I'm Richard Foster. I live in Crowborough in East Sussex, United Kingdom. I receive talking newspapers on cassette because I am a blind person, and I'm also involved in producing material which is put onto cassette and sent out to 300 listeners locally for what we call the Wealden Talking News. And we produce a news tape every week. We've just reached number 1203. We also send out 3 magazine tapes to our listeners, and one of these is the one that I produce. The idea behind the talking newspapers was that a lot of the local news simply wasn't getting through to blind people. Quite often, the items that are in the newspapers don't make it onto the radio programmes. And the first one of all in the United Kingdom was in Aberystwyth in 1970. I think now there are over 600 local talking newspapers, and from that it was then thought, well, wouldn't it be a good idea to record some of the weekly newspapers, or at least some of the items from them, and some other national magazines? And so the National Recording Centre was formed and is actually celebrating its 25th anniversary. The ones I enjoy doing the most, of course, are interviews. If I go out and interview people about a topic or an area that they're involved with, and just copy that straight across from my mini disc onto a cassette, which is then fast copied on our equipment to send out to all our listeners. My work is tuning and repairing pianos, and one of my fairly early interviews on the tape that I produce was with another piano man in the same line of country as myself, but perhaps more so because not only is he a first-class piano tuner and technician, he also has a piano shop. So he was able to talk not only, like I can, about tuning and repairing pianos, but also about selling them. I suppose I have got a bit of a campaigning role, really, because if you find that there's something that isn't right, isn't as good as it could be, while it's all very well just to sit and moan about it, it's actually rather more constructive if you can do something about it. And the tape for this month is about access to financial services such as banking. If you're blind or partially sighted, you don't always get easy access to all the services. Fortunately, I think there will be a few developments to make life a little bit easier. It started many years ago simply with the production of bank statements in Braille. Some of us would like the automatic teller machines to be more accessible too, and apparently it is now technically possible. It's just a question of persuading the banks to do it. So I'm hoping that in the fullness of time that will become more available, and of course when it does, I'll tell all my listeners all about it. In 1991, I appeared on a television programme called Countdown. I was the first blind person to apply to go on that programme, and the guest at that time was Richard Stilgo. And of course, whenever I meet anyone like that, I collar them and say, would you be interested in being interviewed for my magazine on the talking newspaper? And fortunately, he said, oh, I'd love to. I'm connected with my local talking newspaper. My own hunch is that there will still be, for many years to come, the opportunity for little local groups to produce material in some form for blind and partially sighted people to receive and enjoy. I certainly hope so.